I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, the best part of the week just ended. Seriously, that open is phenomenal. Compliments to you again. Let's go, everybody. Let's play along with overrated, underrated, properly rated. What do you have? We like to make it lighter. We, Mark Fry, don't need abortion, Gaza, you know, suicide. All topics we've discussed before and will again. And occasionally we get into a little bit more serious stuff.
Would you like to rate any of those right now as overrated, underrated, or properly rated, Chad, since you brought them up?
I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass. We can do a particular example and I can chime in, but a little lighter fare would be nice. 651-461-9226. That's the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Mr. Newsman Mark Fry is leading us off. Hello, sir.
Well, thanks again. I had to roll the sleeves up for this segment.
Oh,
I don't know.
I like
the journalists do that.
Yes.
We'll see them. Okay, we've had a lot of storms recently.
We have.
I mean,
yes.
Just frightening tornado stuff. When the reporters cover those, do they still go to kind of the quasi-safari look where that got kind of that brown jacket that like all every news guy has that? I think you get a job no matter where it might be. It could be Lakeland Shores. I don't know. And they give you that brown safari and the open collar shirt because you can't go there in a sport coat.
No.
You can't go there. And maybe they hand you those Ron DeSantis white waiter boots. Have you sent me the image that has stayed with me most during this presidential campaign? It might be without his heels at like 5'5", whatever he is, wearing those white waiter boots. Oh, my God. Which PR guy picked those out for Governor Meatball, as Ron called him?
Probably the same one that's got him set up with Don now again. Yeah. They're best buds.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that later in the hour. All right, I like it. You're either more casual or more committed, one of the two.
It's funny you bring up apparel because that's my overrated. The MLB's uniform fiasco finally sounds like it's going to get a fix, but not until like early next year at the very
what
latest.
What a joke.
I mean, we have see-through pants. We have, if you sweat even just a little bit, you're soaked. It's just the weirdest thing.
How can they not? I mean, seriously, where do people? My kids are too old. You were the ball guy here again. We all had to pick up like baseball uniform.
Yes.
Don't we have a way? Where are the baseball uniform places still here in town? 651-461-9226. Don't we still have these places where you just go pick something up?
You can find somebody who can sew. You can find a seamstress somewhere.
Dave St. Pete, call me. I'll pick them up.
Yes, that'll work.
As long as I get to touch the sausage. Yeah. You know?
Home, away, you'll pick them up. The grays, the creams, all of them.
I got them all. I mean, a year. I mean, they're saying... Early next season. Nike, you busy? What are you doing?
They're designing Caitlin Clark's shoe.
Don't we have some sweatshop in China where we can get this done?
I think Nike's got a direct line to a couple of them.
Oh, my
I've heard.
God. What a fiasco that is.
Properly rated. So yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, NASCAR was at Dover, and they went to the studio shot, just how they do, sort of mid-race, just an update. And in the corner, you see one of the cameramen zoom in on a trio of ladies that I believe this man may have been sort of checking out.
Fascinated with?
Yeah, just yes. Mid-cut. It is so great. It's just those little moments that make you laugh.
Well, it's kind of like back in the Harry Carey, Steve Stone days at Wrigley, where right. It was just so obvious where Harry might be touting this tube top day or something. It was just Babe-a-palooza.
No, it's Brent Musburger with the gals at Florida State.
Oh,
Jen
yeah.
Sturger, that's how she was found. Well, how many red-blooded American males just decided to apply to Florida State?
Yeah. I mean, it's been going on forever. Even Liv, I wasn't watching Liv, but I saw some on Twitter where they were in Australia and had an event with a lot of people, and it was fun. And there was a shot of five blondes, right? And the tweets were like, wouldn't you rather be here than Zurich? I don't think it's buns and roses. I mean, I think in theory, if you're going to the golf tournament, you are watching a little bit of the golf. Now, if there's some attractive people of the gender which you're interested in, it's not like, oh, God, no, not that. But that wasn't going to swing me over because there's five blondes who are reasonably attractive.
We had a situation in high school football once where we had like 10 players on our football team, but had a student cameraman who, during the middle of filming, veered down and started looking at the cheerleaders as we were watching the film Monday. Pretty good.
That is honest. That is great. I love it.
Properly rated. So I had never really gone to like a team watch party thing for a game. So 9:30 was the start Friday night, and I went to a brewery in Northeast just to watch the Wolves at 9:30. And man, that was fun. Like I'd gone before just for like a regular season game, but just the atmosphere for that sort of postseason was so good.
But you went to a Wolves place,
yeah,
right?
It was great. Yeah, Falling Knife is
Falling Knife. Yeah. I was there once. I really liked it.
Yeah.
They're tied to the team. Does Dane do it there?
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So Dane Moore will do podcasts there. And I've heard great things. How packed was it?
It was packed. So I got there a little early just so we had a place to sit. But by the time
3:30?
right after work.
He was there for 6 hours.
Go Wolves!
They didn't make tip off. But no, it was packed. I mean, it was
That's
cool
great.
To see how
Come
many
on,
people came
Come on, let's go.
Up. And then underrated.
When are we? Okay, let's go ahead. Let's say the Wolves defeat the world champions. And again, yes, I'm counting on the Nuggets beating the Lakers tonight. Right. It's going to happen. LeBron's going to point a lot of fingers. LeBron, I love you. You're amazing. Just knock it off. My God, he's just for probably the greatest athlete of the last 20 years. Man, he likes to point fingers a lot, doesn't he? It's unbelievable. But Denver's going to win. When would the Wolves open up Target Center for a little viewing action?
Oh, yeah.
Do you got to get to the finals for that? Never in 2004, never happened. You're in the Western Conference.
Boy, take advantage of it now. You could fill the lower bowl right now, couldn't you?
So if Denver wins tonight, game one is Saturday night, correct? I got a buddy of mine who owns O'Donovan's. He's cheering for a viewing party either at O'Donovan's or at Target Center. I sent a text to Tanky and Ethan today on something. I should send him that. Let's go viewing party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right here at WCCO, the restaurant. Oh, that's right. I was already at one place where we had a restaurant for about a week. So.
My final one, underrated, I'm going to say me, because 5 years ago I started at WCCO Radio. And
today?
Yeah, 5 years ago today.
Wow.
So I was a part-timer, and it was quite the adjustment. I didn't know anybody in the Twin Cities except for my now wife, so here I am.
Who has been the biggest jerk at WCCO?
There really hasn't been.
Oh, come on.
I wish I could say.
Come
I mean, I wish I
on.
Could.
One person?
I wish I could just go out and be like this person. Like, but
I mean, Rusty
really
doesn't work here anymore. You could bury him, you know? I mean, Rusty's a sweetheart of a guy.
Right, exactly. No, there really isn't anybody that I've just been like.
Come on, Carter, when he's menopausing on certain days.
I bet you Susie didn't treat you nicely when you first showed up.
Yeah, she was the first one I ever went out on a story with to the Capitol. Yeah. I was
but
like,
that's
what
a non-answer to his question.
Yeah.
No.
She's been tough at certain times.
He's afraid to the point where I'd be like, they're the worst person to work with. No, there's nobody that I can think of.
She saw him, I'm sure, a small-town bumpkin
coming
in from Iowa. Who's this tall fella?
How about courtside? Was courtside insufferable for you?
I first met him after I ran into him on Nicollet during that. There was like a riot initially on Nicollet after that. What was that? It was right after George Floyd, like in September. I can't remember what the reasoning was.
So he's still
was.
At TV then?
Yeah, he was at TV, and I just was like, we just said hi. And
kind of.
He pushed me into the traffic.
Yeah, and then he was doing five selfies of himself, somehow. 17 past one. What do you got for overrated, underrated, properly rated?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Steichen Sports. Let's go to Steichen Sports.
That'll
Aaron.
Work. Yes, absolutely.
Let's go. We can look up the addresses for all the major league teams, can't we?
I think that's easily done.
Yeah.
Let's send them right to the ballparks.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
A lot of larges, a lot of extra larges. We can look up the names and numbers. Steichen Sports, we're coming over. Nike.
Yep.
You're done. We're taking over. Properly rated among the texts, it's 651-461-9226. Bill Maher's show and the editorials, particularly his repeating the videos of Trump dancing at campaign events. I'm Team Maher. I don't agree with him all the time, but I like how he calls out both sides. And there's plenty of things I don't agree with him on. But he was really good on the the protests again this week. He cut down Don Lemon when Don Lemon was talking about, it's not easy being me in the room when he was talking about as a black gay man. Maher was funny. He goes, Don, there's three of us in the conversation. I get it in other examples, but there's three of us here. So what are you talking about? He clearly ticked off more of the far left lately. I think the far right has been mad at him more often. Now they get enthused. Like, oh, he's going after the far left. Trust me, Bill Maher is not on your team. What a novel concept. You can be objective. You can judge things independently and form opinions and respect someone and also say, hey, I don't know, 10, 15, 25% of the time. I don't agree with you, but there's some intelligence and reason to the approach.
And as Mar will say, he's an old school liberal who hates the woke movement.
Yeah, exactly. What do you got, Dave?
Imagine how I felt yesterday, about 9 o'clock in the evening. Kids are finally in bed. Happened to the kitchen, got a lot of dishes to do. Hey, let's turn the Wolves game on,
sure.
The old Alexa.
Hi. Let's go. Alan Horton does a fabulous job.
Yeah, would have been great until I got the message saying, oh, you're out of the listening area. Sorry, you can't listen to this game here on your former station.
That baffles me.
I know. I can't stream a game. If I had a radio,
yeah,
you know, actual radio,
yeah,
would have been fine. But
because I have streamed numerous Wolves games on whether it's on the app or the game, and I'll get in trouble in this building for it. The iHeart app is about 10 times better than our app.
Not last night.
So that surprises me that it wasn't working.
I can't figure out if it was NBA rules, if it's iHeart rules, if somebody screwed
next time
up,
I'll send you Abbott and Swedberg's number. You can call them repeatedly.
Very annoyed. Tried it on the phone too. Same message.
Yeah, maybe it's you.
Overrated.
Yeah. You're done with the Wolves now because of this?
No, I'm done with the NBA or iHeart. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who to be mad at, but I'm still pro Wolves.
Yeah.
I've got the fever just
like
you.
Yeah, let's go.
Overrated. Anybody, any salesman who shows up in your driveway on a Segway or a hoverboard and starts the conversation with, hey, you the owner of the house? You the big man here? You the boss? Get out of here. Overrated, and I'm not buying your bug prevention products.
Yeah.
Don't try to sweet talk and butter me up.
Yeah. Here's another one. Hey, I just was with your neighbors.
Got that too.
Eloise and John.
The Smiths, the Johnsons, they both signed up. What do you say? You jump on board.
Yeah. You know what? I really don't talk to many of my neighbors outside of Bill and Holly, so I don't care what you think. Here's another one that I had now, but since it's a theme, because I was on one of those long calls about a certain product, and then they go, hey, just want to let you know here at so-and-so, you're the best part of our company. I want to say, you don't even know who I am. I could be I could be a mass murderer, but I just happen to call you because I'm using one of your products. I'm the best part of the day. Spend some time with me, you know, and then make that judgment. You know?
I don't think you want that.
No. I don't want the person. But it's so fraudulent. Those jobs are not easy. I get it. Who wants to be knocking on a door or having to read that script? But can't you have somebody say, nobody buys this BS script, so just go up there and just be a real person and talk to somebody.
Yeah. A few minutes later, I saw him getting a credit card from my neighbor. So
weak.
Works on some people.
Yeah.
last one. I'll go quick. Underrated, Mark, you'll learn this soon. Chad, I'm sure you very much know this. When you get reminders that kids are still kids.
Yes.
And they have a whole different set of worries going on in their heads than
right.
you have.
Yeah.
My oldest is going to be getting glasses. Mm. And we were talking about it over dinner the other night. And because I got glasses when I was 8 years old, I think.
Yeah.
She's seven. And I said, you know, hey, well, how are you feeling about it? You okay? And she kind of looks at me. Yeah, Dad, but I don't know. I'm really sad. And I'm, waiting to hear how I felt. I didn't wear them for the first few days of school. I was nervous, thought I was going to get made fun of, blah, blah, blah. And she said, Dad, I hope they're really tight, like they go around the bottom of my ears so that when I hang from my legs off the monkey bars, they don't fall down in the dirt. I mean, how can you not melt?
That's so sweet.
How can you not melt?
That is great. Okay, I'm going to go quicker because I want to give the viewers plenty of time for the next segment. Taylor Swift to Dave Harrigan and all the other critics, you're overrated. I mean, she sold 8 billion, 8 billion downloads. Bleep all you people.
Imagine if the album was good.
Who don't think it's good. I don't care what you think. I'm Team Rory, right? Rory is my favorite golfer. He was fabulous. He carried Shane Lowry to their victory. I can't stand Journey. If I don't hear Don't Stop Believing ever one more time in my life, I'll have a smile on my face. But even I had to enjoy when they won in New Orleans. And Rory's being Rory, the likable guy that he is, and the guy with the band convinces Rory in front of, I don't know, hundreds or thousands, I couldn't tell, to start singing Don't Stop Believing. It was beautiful. It was great.
Yes.
And I can't stand the song, but it was fantastic. Okay, I can't sleep. I sleep like most people should sleep, naked. And when I can't sleep, I sometimes nibble on food, not a lot. So at some point in the middle of last night, I'm walking downstairs because I'm sick of tossing and turning. And Mark, I'm just gonna have a little bit of granola. La-di-da, good for me. I'm gonna try to be a little healthy. So I have the granola. I'm not groggy or anything, but I'm tired because we might get in. I don't know if we're gonna have enough time today for the sexsomnia topic, but it's a good one. That might be tomorrow. And then when I think I've got it on the pantry ledge, no, it goes all over the place. So there I am in the middle of the night, naked, vacuuming my granola up on the pantry, trying not to wake up Quentin.
Dad, what are you doing?
Go back to bed! Yeah, that's America right there. And the last one, clean sheets, man. Underrated. When you clean the sheets, listen, I'm an insomniac. And even I love when the sheets are just tight and they're clean. Clean sheets. Underrated.
It's an aphrodisiac, they say.
Supposed to be.
Smell of clean sheets.
I read in a number of people, by the way, this week who heard our segment about not showering, who were bragging about how little they shower. What's wrong with you?
Not
people?
Something to brag about.
Shower a lot.
Like once a week or like?
Yes. And then sometimes don't shower for days, but get kind of, you know, a couple main areas. No. Shower totally.
Yeah, every area is the main area.
Every area is main. Decency over policy. Doesn't matter at all. Let's discuss when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So I'm going to play a little bit of audio here, but I'll say again this, because we're going to talk a little bit about Joe Biden and Howard Stern, because I did consume it. Nothing has changed for me on Joe Biden. Zero. He's hiding from the mainstream press. Period. End of statement. The guy used to do every interview under the sun. They are fearful because of some sort of aging. That he will struggle. That it will be one of those moments like we've seen in public. And so he can do Howard Stern, and I found it compelling, and I'll expand. But that's not the same thing as specific, hard-hitting questions. Donald Trump used to make himself available to others. Now it's just sycophant city. Okay? So it's not like Trump is immensely better. I want to ask you about decency, because if you listen to the Joe Biden interview and you have a morsel of objectivity, and by the way, this again is coming from someone who as of now will not vote for Joe Biden because I don't think cognitively he is up for the job. I mean, not for one second will I consider voting for Donald Trump because his life is only about himself. But is it a fair conversation to say decency should matter over character when character is lacking? Donald Trump is a narcissist. He wakes up every day, Dave Harrigan. Anybody's objective knows this. How is this day going to benefit me? When he says, I'm with you, I'm fighting for you, give me a break. You may be 100% right that all across the country, you feel like you've been passed over and be pissed about it. 100%. You have a right to feel that way. Donald Trump from the Trump Tower in Mar-a-Lago is the guy who thinks about you more than Scranton Joe Biden? No. Now, if you want to say it's a policy difference, I get it. There are enormous policy differences. But, I mean, for a long time, Dave, we'd hear this thing, well, it really matters who you want to have a beer with. And I think, really? And then I would go back to the 2000 election. And I thought, W, with all his verbal faux pas. But, and again, there were a lot of things in the W. Bush administration. I thought, what are they doing? Like, did they prepare themselves at all for Iraq? Did they think Afghanistan was going to go this easy? The flooding. But, again, I'm not at W's house. But whenever I see the guy, you know what I think? I think he's a pretty decent guy.
Certainly came across that way.
I really do. And, again, we're shocked all the time, and we shouldn't be shocked. Al Gore gave one good speech when he ran for president. One. You know what speech that was? When he conceded. Every other time he was as wooden could be. Just so uncomfortable. Yeah. Remember when the debate, which debate it was, where he got like right next to W because somebody told, show that you're taller, invade the space. I think everybody in the country was like, what are you doing?
I guess SNL did a good bit about that.
Oh, my God. And I've seen other interviews since where Al Gore is relaxed and he's a little more normal. But if this is just decency, there is no comparison between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. There's none. There just is none if you're objective on the person. Policy matters, though. I get it. This is not, you're not picking your best friend. But are there levels to it? So Dave found some audio. This is Lindsey Graham, when forever he was a Senate colleague of Joe Biden's and wasn't sitting on the lap of Donald John Trump. This is years ago, Lindsey Graham, Republican, talking about Joe Biden.
If you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, then it's probably you got a problem. You need to do some self-evaluation. Because what's not to like? He's the nicest person I think I've ever met in politics. He is as good a man as God ever created.
That's Lindsey Graham. Again, do I think he's capable of the job the next 4 years? When I see him, and how they hide him, and how he struggles. My personal view, as of now, I don't. But all the challenges he's faced, his empathy, his compassion, I think he's a decent person. I do. Now, you then grab some audio of Donald John Trump. I have not heard a second of it. Go ahead and play.
You are a rude, terrible person.
You are a nasty person. I'll tell you.
That's okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
You got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. Oh, I don't remember.
He said, I'm going to bring the country to together. I'm going to bring it together.
Making fun of Joe Biden's stuttering issue. And then others were saying, no, that's not what he was doing. Calling people in the military losers. Mocking John McCain. He's just not a good person. Again, as I said to Adam, I said it before, because I'm sure the texture, you hate him. I do not hate Donald Trump. I do not. I just don't think he's a good person. Like Alex Jones, you think of a public figure, what Alex Jones has done to the families of Sandy Hook, I detest him. I do. Donald Trump's not that, not even close to that bad. But his whole thing is it's all about him, all about him, all about him, and just totally destroying others in any way he can if they disagree with him. I mean, all of a sudden, Bill Barr, who Caitlin Collins just had a brilliant interview with Bill Barr the other day when Barr was trying to justify his vote for Trump. Well, this is a part of this thing. Bill Barr in the end said policy over decency. And I just, I'm curious to people because I want you to text me right now or call. I'd love phone calls too. Do you ever just say, you know what? I actually agree with the Republican principles more. Because Trump has taken, what, 75% of Republican principles? Somewhere in there? And then kind of 25% of just him being him. Like, when he was in New York, when he was a center-left, center-right guy, that type of guy I probably could have voted for. But in the end, you'd see his character. And I think character should matter. And if it doesn't, tell me why. And maybe you're just going to say, you know, none of us know what somebody's really like behind the scenes. And so I'm not going to presuppose that this public figure is really who he is. There's a lot of people who talk about Joe Biden as a person. And then look at all the people who left Donald Trump's office, his administration, and just destroy him as a human being and his character. And again, not as much policy because they're Republicans, but it's just him as a person. So when you come back, I want to hear from you first, Dave. But I want to hear from others. Phone calls, I'd love it. Is it ever a decency, character, human being over policy if the differences are far enough? Because these guys are not close on policy. I get it if it's fairly close, like it's within, hey, a Republican over Republican or a Democrat over Democrat. But does it matter? Because one's a decent guy and one's not. It's just that simple, in my opinion. And obviously all this is, I mean, some of it's based on facts, but some is my opinion. That's what I do here. And you are allowed to 100% disagree. It's 46 past 1. What do you want to say? Phone call or text 651-461-9226. All right, 50 past 1. Dave, what do you want to say about decency and policy? And can someone say, you know, be honest, I really agree with the guy, the other guy, significantly more. But I can't vote for a guy like that. And even though I don't agree with this guy on some huge issues, he's just the better person. Now, again, for me, I don't view it as just a binary choice. I'm already getting the text. Well, you know, there are only two choices. And if you don't vote for Biden, you're voting for Trump. Until this country, in my view, starts voting for others than the only two offered up by the Republicans and Democrats, we will continue to get less than the best. What about the decency policy thing for you?
Decency matters a ton to me. It matters a ton to me, and it's the reason I can't vote for Donald Trump or many Republicans today. I voted for George W. Bush. I voted for John McCain. I voted for Mitt Romney. When it came time to Donald Trump, it was not a question. There's no chance. There was never a chance I was going to vote for Donald Trump. I would love to vote for more Republicans now. I am, I think, like you in a lot of ways, fiscally right, more socially left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one thing that really, well, the two things that really drive me nuts about the Republican Party today are the MAGA movement
mm-hmm.
and the Trump sycophants, Trump leading that party, and views on guns. The fact that they're unwilling to make reasonable change, or any change for that matter. Those are the two things that drive me nuts. And, you know, if it's the who you want to have a beer with conversation or just who you think is a more decent human being, who you think is going to represent your country to the world and put us in the best light, it means a lot to me.
Yeah, I mean, policy for me on Biden, if I just get by, I think it's clear he's not the same person. I think he's being pulled too far to the left.
I agree.
I wish he just would be the guy he was when he was definitely left to center, but more center left and got things done. I think their policy on the border has been an utter fiasco, just complete fiasco. And I think he talks a tough game on certain things, but never really draws the line in the sand. You know, and then when he did in Afghanistan, it was awful. He was put in a weird position by what Trump did at the end, but that was 9 months into his presidency. That's a Biden decision, and that was awful.
And there's been plenty of people who have come out since then and said, yeah, we didn't know what we were doing.
Yes.
We showed up there without a plan and no idea how to make the plan.
Yeah. And there's even more evidence came out last week. Which outlet? Which showed that
CNN got
CNN might basically showing some key points where it looks like the administration is lying. All right, let's get to text here. This is from a diehard lefty, and I appreciate that he or she listens. It's a two-person race, Chad. At best, third party's opting out, but if you want Trump, it's a mistake. Why? Okay, so when will we have third or fourth other people?
Never.
Never. So
not on a national level.
I just had this conversation with two very good friends of mine. They're both elected. Now, they're both left to center. One more than the other. We'll say, oh, yeah, you're wrong. Once you vote for Trump. And I'm like, for me, if someone runs for office, then I consider them. Or and including if they run as an independent or whatever it might be. Let's see. I'm finally in a terrible place because the only place can be at this point. I'm hoping Trump wins because 4 years then we are completely done with him. If he doesn't win, it's going to be another January 6th and the conspiracy theories and more division for our country. There is no chance in hell Donald Trump could lose 50-0 and he will not accept the results. You agree with me, right?
Yes.
50-0. Also, if he does win, and by the way, if the election was today, I'm standing right by. Donald Trump would win. CNN poll, which included Kennedy. That was the more telling one. The one that included RFK Jr., 42-33, Donald Trump. That's not close. Swing states, it's closer, but it's still more Trump. If he gets there and he lives through 4 years, I'm not convinced he's going bye-bye. Why should we be convinced? There's a wide range of variable in character. Trump goes way over the line. And is pathological. He lies. He has no respect for a military. Puts personal interests over the country. Will go to any length, even overturning an election. Ranked choice voting is the only way the other parties have a chance. Someone's comparing me to Trump. I am nothing like Donald Trump. I can assure you that. I can assure you people who know me well would tell you that. Joe isn't the same person was years ago. He and his policies have ruined the country. George Patton was really not elected as a commander in the service, but we need someone like that in the White House, and that's why we would vote for Trump. Comparing Donald Trump to anybody in the military, to me, is so laughable. A guy who, five deferments for bone spurs and all the top military people who work with him, all of them, are campaigning against him. And how dismissive, how disgusting comments about John McCain. And when he wouldn't go to the event in France and said that's where all the losers were buried. I mean, it's a fair debate. I mean, and it's a fair if one is clearly significantly better to you and how you personally feel, but he's a jerk. And the other one, likable, but you don't agree with him. I get it. I just wonder if this example is so extreme. Between just more on Donald Trump and how he's going to run the country as a revenge tour and benefiting him. That's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it benefits the country. But he's the leader right now. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Chip, we'll get back to the Wolves early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.